Sahal Gaudi. I'm 18. I'm a Shimishi.
My name is Yuvalawong. I'm 19 years old. I'm a Shimishi.
My name is Omer Goldman. I'm 19 years old. I'm a Shimishi.
My name is Maya Yachiyali. I'm 19. I'm a Shimishi.
Shministi means 12 graders in Hebrew.
We are Israeli conscientious objectors. That means we refuse to serve in the Israeli army.
Because they are occupying another people, the Palestinians.
Palestinian kids can't go to school because of checkpoints.
Or even get health care.
Many young Palestinians go to prison for no reason.
A lot of them have been killed.
Or their homes demolished.
The government says this policy is keeping us safe.
But denying Palestinians their basic human rights puts us all in danger.
It's illegal.
It's wrong.
It's immoral.
It's against my personal beliefs.
It's against my basic values.
It's against my values.
That is why we are conscientious objectors.
That's why we conscientious objectors.
That's why we're conscientious objectors.
That's why I'm a conscientious objector. We are Shministi.
We are Shministi.
We are Shministi.
I am a Shministi.
We're being jailed for refusing to serve in the army.
We need your support.
Please sign the letter.
And tell all your friends. Palestinians, Israelis, Jews, Muslims, Christians, atheists, everyone.
We all need to stand together.
Against violence, against repression, no matter who does it.
Take a stand with us for peace,
coexistence,
and real future for children like us, everywhere. Sign the letter, today.
Sign the letter today.
Please sign the letter today.
Please, sign the letter today.
What we're seeing now in Gaza is an experiment in provocation conducted by the Israeli government. You take 1.5 million people, you stuff them into a small space, you deny them food, water, sanitation, medicine, and then we're not surprised when they get hostile. But you want that hostility, because that's the cue for you to act the victim. Israel is pretending to be the victim in a situation in which they are the oppressor. And it's tragic that a country formed in the ashes of the Holocaust should start to act in this way. It's heartbreaking. Why do the Israelis do it? What's the reason for creating this conflict? Well, the reason is that under the cover of it, they can continue to build settlements. They can continue to bring down large grants from the American government. They can continue to steal the homeland of the Palestinians. They can continue to create a Warsaw ghetto in the Middle East. Please, all of you here, speak to your representatives, speak to your governments. I'm very happy to see that there are a lot of Jewish people here, a lot of Arab people from other countries, a lot of middle class English people like me. This is a mass movement. Let's keep it going. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lonnie Leah. I am a Jewish woman for peace. I stand here. Actually, there are many of us. I stand here in solidarity with you. I'm here as a mother, as a grandmother. My heart is breaking. I want you to know that within Israel, tens of thousands of people are protesting, calling for an immediate ceasefire, an end to the invasion, to the bombardment. I proudly carry this sign. I stood with Women in Black in Jerusalem in 2004 at an international peace conference with Jewish and Palestinian peace activists. There are many. I keep thinking back to during the Second World War in the face of Hitler. One of the strategies to protect Jewish people was in Denmark. The Danes all wore Jewish stars and they said, we are all Jews. Well, today I stand here and say we are all Palestinians.
Before you today in humiliation, anger, and deep sorrow. I was raised to be proud of my German Jewish heritage and the belief that all beings have a right to live according to their beliefs and dignity, regardless of their heritage or cultural origin. I still firmly believe that that is a Jewish value. I stand in humiliation because the Israeli government denies that right to Palestinian people. Since Israel was created, they have systematically deprived Palestinians of their human rights, their territory, and they have invaded their land, built concrete fences with gun turrets around their territory, and they have invaded that tiny territory to establish Israeli settlements to occupy a great percentage of that little bit of land. I feel humiliated because they imply that they are acting for all Jews, and the world accepts this. In fact, daily, more and more Jews throughout the world have spoken out against their actions and protest. Please hear and honor our voices. I'm angry that my country, which saved me from extinction by allowing me to come here, continues to provide the powerful weapons and planes that the Israeli army uses against the population, which has only limited weapons. I am angry that they use these weapons against women and children, including the apparent use of white phosphorus bombs, which eat into the flesh. Raining leaflets from the sky, they tell the Palestinians to flee their homes, directing them to the UN-operated schools, which they then proceed to bomb, killing most of those who have taken them at their word and fled. In Gaza, there is no escape. In that overcrowded spot of land, you can't escape. You're fenced into a virtual concentration camp. The reality on the ground is like a second Guernica. I'm heartbroken because our Congress voted for unconditional support for the actions of the Israeli government. And I weep when I see the injured women and children of Gaza and know that even when they survive, they will always remember what has been done to them by the Israeli government. Despite the thousands of people from across the world who have protested, and with the tacit backing of international politicians, Israel continues to seal the checkpoints and make it impossible for food and medical supplies to enter Gaza. Doctors are running out of all supplies and people are starving. Even before this most recent conflagration, Palestinian children are chronically hungry and malnourished because food is not allowed in. Even the Israeli declared safe periods that it would allow Palestinians to taste the fresh air and get supplies, but it is not kept as they continue to bomb and shoot during those periods. Reporters speak about Israel as a democracy, a democracy which has just denied its Arab political parties within Israel the proper right to participate in the upcoming elections. Israel is a country of apartheid, which has frequently ignored UN resolutions and continues to ignore the ceasefire resolution just issued by the UN.